This whole thing he says, that is complete, this is complete. Whatever comes of that, it is complete. Whatever comes of this also is complete. Because that is complete, whatever comes of that is complete, and this also is complete, therefore that remains complete. Wow, I said. No better way of confusing anybody. So it looks completely confusing. Completely, perfectly, wholly confusing. But the idea behind this is very, very important. We'll discuss it tomorrow, but I'm giving you something to just chew on and bring your comments and questions tomorrow. Ishvaprasad deals with control, right? We already established that. It's part of Yajurveda. It contains some knowledge about what this world is. Yajurveda contains knowledge about how to manipulate or how to use this world. Manipulate is a wrong word, but that's what the jiva does. Manipulation. Fingering out, doing something here and there. How can he do it properly to his advantage? How can you use the world to your advantage? Because Krishna knows that the jiva will not accept a bargain where there is only pure devotional service, at least in the beginning. He has to accept somewhere where his interests are also fulfilled, right? So, the very first information in this Upanishad starts with, there is no need for you to bring anything. Just like for a party, just bring yourself. No gifts, no presents, no complaints. Don't bring anything. Everything is already arranged in this party room. You want your fancy dress, it is there. You want ornaments, it is there. So just imagine, what Krishna is telling is, whatever you want for your happiness, so-called happiness of any sort, I have made this world perfect, complete. Because I am complete. Om Purnam Adaha, Purnam Adaha, what has come out of me is complete. Why it doesn't say Om Purnam Idam Purnam Adaha? He puts it that this world you see around is complete because it comes from me. I am complete. So, here is the Upanishad, we can say Upanishad speaker, third party. Like you saw Mahabharata TV serial, Main Kaal Bol Raha Hoon. So, somebody is a third party observer. He is called a omnipotent observer. He is all powerful, omniscient observer. He knows everything, but he remains in the background. So obviously somebody is saying this. Kiska naam diya nahi hai. Some Upanishads have the names. Pippaladu vacha, or was that? Nachiketu vacha. And most Upanishads are discussions between some sadhu and his disciples. Both very highly intellectual people. That's, no need to say that. So he is saying, whoever he is, the personality of Godhead is perfect and complete. Because he is completely perfect, all things coming from him, I am paraphrasing this, you can use this paraphrase wherever you feel find fit. If it is wrong, come back to me. Such as this phenomenal. What is phenomenal? Simply put, phenomenal means which can be touched, felt, there is sound, energy, whatever. So don't get confused by the big word. Phenomenal is what you see around. Opposite of phenomenal, another difficult word called noumenal. N-O-U-M-E-N-A-L. It is the other word. So phenomenal, what you see around. So Krishna is perfect and complete. Because he is completely perfect, this material world which I am seeing around is also perfectly complete. That's all. I don't need to add anything. I don't need to subtract anything. Whatever is produced of Krishna, complete whole, is also complete in itself. Because he is complete, there is no way something can escape his attention. Like someone says, log jada ho gaya, khana kam hai. That means, like in Indian Railways, 72 seats and 340 people inside. That means some problem is there. 34 jobs and 14,000 applicants. Some problem is there. So wherever you find limited resources and many more beneficiaries, some problem is there. Doesn't happen with Krishna. When he makes something, it is complete and whole. Because he is a complete whole, even though so many complete units emanate from him, he remains a complete balance. This is something completely beyond the brain power of the perfectly equipped scientist who thinks himself whole. Because 1 plus 1 is equal to 1. 1 minus 1 is equal to 1. This is how Prabhupada once explained the first invocation of Upanishad. Krishna plus material world is equal to Krishna minus material world, still Krishna. From his point of view, this world has no problem. He can maintain billions and billions and trillions of these because he's already maintaining the spiritual reality, which is, this is just a mirror reflection from one point of view. So what are the, there are very important implications of this understanding. Everything is complete. Even in our own way, in our own spiritual life, we may be fighting with Krishna. Why are you not giving me this? Why cannot I take this? Why am I not a good singer? Why am I not a good cook? Why am I not a good dancer? Why am I not a good preacher? I feel there is some problem in you. But what is this? One simple verse is saying that everything is perfect and complete. And there is one sentence which says, any incompleteness experienced on part of us is only due to incomplete knowledge of Krishna. So we'll rest here.